The month of October is a stressful time for college-bound high school seniors. The college admissions process has been getting more complex, adding to the anxiety that students and parents face. Early action and early decision are two of the most anxiety-inducing options. Early action is non-binding, meaning that you simply submit your application early. You may apply to more than one school under early action. But this is a case of read the fine print of every application to make sure that you're abiding by the admissions policy before you send out 15 early action applications. Early decision, on the other hand, is binding. By submitting an application under early decision, you are representing to the school that upon admittance, you will withdraw other applications and not apply to other schools. There's a lot of fear in applying under early decision precisely because it is binding. Words like binding and promise and sign here do have legal significance. But let's get something straight. Will you be sued if you get admitted to a school under early decision and you decide not to go? No. Not a single school has ever resorted to the courts in this situation. There are also no fines imposed by any school. Instead, this contract is enforced by the schools by putting in place a set of norms that implement the Golden Rule standard. Treat others in the same manner as you wish to be treated yourself. Consider an example. What will happen if you apply early decision to two schools? Or if you decide, after all, that your heart belongs at a different school, but you've already received an early decision admittance from the first school? If you do nothing, you will be blacklisted. The school to which you applied early decision will try to contact your high school guidance office and other colleges that have admitted you to notify them of your breaking the agreement. Your high school will suffer an injury to its reputation, and they may refuse to send out additional transcripts or letters of recommendation. Other colleges to which you have applied will most likely withdraw their admissions offers, and there's a real chance that you'll be left with no choices for next fall. All the advice in the world about carefully considering your decision to commit to this one school won't help you if you've already submitted your application. But this is where the Golden Rule applies. Once you make a decision that you want to spend the next 4 years somewhere else, be proactive and mitigate. Make a list of reasons for why this particular school is not for you. Call the admissions office. Then write a letter asking them to withdraw your application as well as your admittance. Think about this from the admission office's perspective. They're trying to fill the incoming first-year class with talented and committed students, and they want to be certain about the composition of the 2015 class. Also, keep in mind that insufficient financial aid is a legitimate as well as an explicitly approved reason to withdraw from the early decision commitment. But if the school is refusing to let you off the hook, you may be forced to take a year off and reapply the following year. Making a firm commitment is as easy as hitting the submit button. But once you receive that admittance letter under early decision, you have an agreement with the school. If you're now about to break that agreement, don't try to hide it and hope for the best. In the world of college admissions, breaking this agreement has consequences that are just as severe as if the courts and the legal system were involved. I'm Jay Kaysen.